Compression is a term that simply means making a file smaller. Compression takes the bits and bytes of a file and minimizes the space needed for the file. Once you're ready to use the file again, you would open it with a special software program that opens it up to its original size with no parts deleted or changed. Compressing a file is a complicated thought, yet a simple process. The program scans the file for redundant information, removes the duplicated works, and basically makes the code for the repetition. The code is used instead of the full information. This allows the file to become smaller and more accessible. Harris provides a clear and easy model for how compression works using the quote by President John F. Kennedy, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." In this quote, there are words that are repeated. He replaces the words with numbers. For example, ask becomes one, what is shown as two, not could be three, and so on. This reduces the amount of words from 17 words to 9 repeated words, which are replaced with the numbers 1 through 9. Instead of 78 characters used in this space, you now have 9. There are two main types of compression, lossless and lossy. Lossless uses the redundancy pattern described previously and works toward generating a more effective way of encoding data. No information is completely lost in lossless. Zip files are a type of lossless compression. Once you unzip the file, all the original work in the document opens back up and can be seen in its beginning format. Lossless compression can reduce a file by up to 2/3 of the original size. Lossy compression reduces the files even more than lossless, to as small as 1%. Lossy compression reduces the files even more than lossless, to as small as 1%, as it utilizes an irrelevancy reduction in addition to the redundancy reduction. A problem that may occur with less than 10% reduction in size, information could become distorted. Additionally, a lossy compression permanently disposes of the redundant information, and you cannot retrieve the file complete in its entirety. Data compression can be traced back to the 1830s with the invention of Morse code. Morse code took letters and created a series of dots and dashes to represent the printed alphabet. Early pioneers in the area of data compression were Claude Shannon, Robert Fano, and David Huffman. In the 1940s and 1950s, these men set forth a system of code words based on probabilities. Their work was extended by others who developed the universal system of algorithms that became a part of most compression software. Today, typical compression ratios run at 3 to 1 for line and text diagrams, with photo files supporting a ratio of 2 to 1 or 20 to 1, depending on the type. In the field of digital media, compression is used in many ways. One example is compression of video. In a video clip, if a character remains steady in one location over a series of shots, the pixels that make up the character's form will not be refreshed in each frame. Instead, it will remain the same until movement occurs, at which time the refreshing will take place. This internal compression allows for a more effective lossy compression.